Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, Text 32. Sonta Sarasi Ubalena Grahita Arto Drispa Garutmati Harim Ka Upata Chakra Uchipya Sambuja Karam Giram Aha Kritstra Narayanakila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Santa Sarasyu Bala Santa Sarasyu Balena Grahita Arto Trispa Garut Matiharim Ka Upata Chakram. Uchipya Sambuja Karam Giram Aha Kritstram. Narayanakila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Santa Sarasya Rubalena Grahita Arto. Trispa Garut Mati Harim Ka Upata Chakram. Uchipya Sambuja Karam Gira Maha Kritstram. Narayanakila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Santa Sarasya Ubalena Grahita Arto. Trispa Garut Mati Harim Ka Upata Chakram. Uchipya Sambuja Karam Giram Aha Kritstram. Narayanakila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Ita Arto. Spagarupmati Parim Ka Upata Chakram. Ram Gira Maha Kritstram. Narayanakila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Santa Sarasyu Balena Grihita Arto. Nisvagarut Mati Harim Ka Upata Chakram. Uchipya Sambuja Karam Gira Maha Kritstram. Narayana Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Samta Sarasya Rubalena Grihita Arto. Jisva Garut Pati Harim Kaupata Chakram. Sambuja Karam Gurum Ahakritstram. Narayana Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Samta Sarasya Ubalena Grihita Arto. Trisva Garud Mati Harim Kaupata Chakram. Unchipya Sambuja Karam Giramaha Kritstram. Vaishnavis. Narayana Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Santa Sarasya Balena Grihita Arto. Jisva Garut Mati Harim Kaupata Chakram. Uchipya Sambuja Haram Giram Ahakritstram. Narayana Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Santa Sarasya Balena Grihita Arto. Jisva Garut Mati Harim Kaupas White Crown. Uchipya Sambuja Karam Girimaha Kritstram. Narayana Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Saha. He, Gajendra, Antaha Sarasi, in the water, Urubalena, with great force, Grahitaha, who had been captured by the crocodile, Artaha, and severely suffering. Justva, upon seeing Garudmati on the back of Garuda, Harim, the Lord, He, in the sky, Upatachakram, wielding his disc, Uchipya, raising Saambuja Karam, his trunk along with the lotus flower, Giram Aha, uttered the words Kritstra with great difficulty, because of his precarious position. Narayana, O my Lord Narayana, Akila Guru, O Universal Lord, Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namaste, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Gajendra had been forcibly captured by the crocodile in the water and was feeling acute pain. But when he saw that Narayana, wielding his disc, was coming in the sky on the back of Garuda, he immediately took a lotus flower in his trunk, and with great difficulty, due to his painful condition, he uttered the following words, O my Lord, Narayana, Master of the Universe, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat. Gajendra had been forcibly captured by the crocodile in the water and was feeling acute pain. But when he saw that Narayana wielding his disc was coming in the sky on the back of Garuda, he immediately took a lotus flower in his trunk, and with great difficulty, due to his painful condition, he uttered the following words, O my Lord, Narayana, Master of the Universe, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. The king of the elephants was very eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The king of the elephants was so very eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead that when he saw the Lord coming in the sky, with great pain and in a feeble voice, he offered respect to the Lord. A devotee does not consider a dangerous position to be dangerous, for in such a dangerous position, he can fervently pray to the Lord in great ecstasy. Thus, a devotee regards danger as a good opportunity. Tatenukampa susamiksha manaha. When a devotee is in great danger, he sees that danger to be the great mercy of the Lord because it is an opportunity to think of the Lord very sincerely and with undiverted attention. Tatenu kampam susamikshamanas bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text 8. He does not accuse the Supreme Personality of Godhead for having let his devotee fall into such a dangerous condition. Rather, he considers that dangerous condition to be due to his past misdeeds and takes it as an opportunity to pray to the Lord and offer thanks for having been given such an opportunity. When a devotee lives in this way, his salvation, his going back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. We can see this to be true from the example of Gajendra, who anxiously prayed to the Lord and thus received an immediate chance to return home back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the ability to act as Gajendra did in this situation depends upon one having some kind of pious background or inclination. Otherwise, the tendency when one is put into a dangerous position is either to blame God, as is being stated here, or to cause one to believe there is no God. In other words, if there was a God, how could I be put into such a situation? So there must be no God. Or one will react in another way. If one is put into a dangerous situation, one will try to find some political solution, become a revolutionary or a terrorist or something of that sort. But because Gajendra in his past life as King Indradyumna had some pious background, not just pious, but devotional background. He was actually a Vaishnava king. But he had committed his place of his ashram where he was meditating. And because Indradyumna had displayed some inattention to the arrival of the sage Agastya, Muni had cursed him to become an elephant, a dumb animal like an elephant's background, and because of that was able to offer prayers feelingly to the Lord when he was in the dangerous situation of having been attacked by a crocodile. So, when I was very young, I lived in Florida, and we had to be careful, you know, as children when we were swimming in the lakes and rivers because we knew there were alligators, which is a little bit different than a crocodile, but almost the same. You know, sometimes the adults would be standing around with shotguns to watch out for alligators or what they call water moccasins. These are rattlesnakes that live in the water and come and get you. But, so you can imagine, you know, you're going, you know, on a little holiday and you're going into some nice lake or river and then you get attacked by a crocodile. That would certainly be an impetus to pray feelingly to the Lord for relief. But it's interesting, you know, Srila Prabhupada is saying here in the purport that a devotee sees these things. If one is put into a situation like that, one should see it as the result of one's own karma and see it as a reduced reaction even. So this episode in the Srimad Bhagavatam is very famous. It's come down through history from a very remote time. A little earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's explained when exactly these events were taking place. They were taking place during the reign of the Manu by the name Tamasa. So, in the Vedic cosmology, the concept of time is cyclical. And, you know, the basic unit of that Vedic cyclical time is called the Kalpa, or the day of Brahma. And it lasts for 4,320,000,000 years. And it's followed by a night of Brahma that also lasts for 4,320,000,000 years. And then there's another day, another night. And during the days of Brahma, life, including human life, is manifest in the universe. And during the nights, everything is dormant. But there are cycles within cycles within cycles. So within the larger cycle of the Kalpa, there are 14 Manvantara periods, each one lasting about 306 million years. And according to the Vedic cosmological calendar, we're now in the seventh Manvantara of the current day of Brahma. It's the Vaivasvata Manvantara period. Each Manvantara is ruled by a personality. The Vedic universe is personal. Everything is connected with personalities. So each Manvantara is ruled by a Manu, and Manu is related to the term human. It means forefather of humans and other species as well. So the first Manu in the Kalpa, or the day of Brahma, is Swayambhuva Manu, and he ruled for 306 million years. And then there was the Swarochisa Manu, who was the second Manu. And then the third Manu, his name was Uttama, and the fourth was named Tamasa. So we're now in the seventh Manvantara, the Vaivasvata Manvantara period. So the Tamasa Manvantara period was hundreds of millions of years ago. And yet, even today, we are still remembering the pastimes of Gajendra praying to Lord Narayan. So, yeah, the Vedic time cycles are very vast, lasting hundreds of millions, even billions of years. So a lot of stuff can happen in that amount of time. You know, like if you look in the newspapers today, you know, every day, or you look at a news report, you know, there are certain things that happen. So you can imagine what's happened over the course of many hundreds of millions or billions of years. So, you know, the Vedic literature isn't going to include every detail of what happened. That would just be overwhelming and useless in a sense, because who really cares about all the karmic ups and downs of unlimited numbers of conditioned souls in this world? I mean, that's not really worth recording. So the Vedic literature records the most important events, you know, that have happened over those vast periods of time. And the most important events are those connected with the appearances of Lord Krishna and his pure devotees in in this world. So this account of Gajendra is one of those very important events that is recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam for our education and contemplation. You know, we're being given things here in the Srimad Bhagavatam that can be very helpful to us in our spiritual lives, because we're all going to encounter difficulties in the course of our lives in this material world. Sooner or later, we encounter some situation that is very dangerous. So, what to do in a situation like that? Here we're being given instruction in a story form that is very helpful to us. And even Lord Krishna, he recalls these events, like when Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago. Yeah, he would sometimes speak about, you know, this pastime of Gajendra praying with great feeling to the Lord. Praying is one of the activities of devotional service. So Krishna says, Bhakti-yam-mam-abhijananti yavanyas-chasmi-tatvataha. Only by devotional service can I be known. Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam. So there's shravanam, hearing, kirtanam, chanting. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, remembering. Archanam, worship, vandanam, prayers. So Gajendra was performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord by offering prayers with great feeling to the Lord. And that's what this chapter is about, the prayers of Gajendra. So in our practice of devotional service, you know, we can also offer prayers, and we're being given an example here of how to pray to the Lord in a situation of danger. So in Lord Chaitanya's early pastimes in Navadvip, he was having kirtan privately in the house of Srivas Pandit. Yeah, he would gather the devotees together in the house of Srivas Pandit to have kirtan. And he, at that time, in his pastimes, he was excluding the non-devotees, you know, from participating in these kirtans. He just wanted his pure devotees to be participating in these kirtans. And he asked Srivas Pandit, don't let anybody else come in. So this created a bit of a sensation in Navadvip, because, you know, people were wondering, well, what's going on, you know, in these secret kirtans? What are these Vaishnavas doing? So some of them, they would try to sneak in. You know, they would try to sneak in, but Lord Chaitanya, with his transcendental vision, could always detect, you know, if somebody had, some unauthorized person had slipped in. So on one occasion, actually one nice Brahmin boy who performed the austerity of just eating nothing but milk and fruit, approached Srivas Pandit and asked can I please, please, please come? And Srivastavani thought, okay, he's a nice boy. He's performing this austerity of eating only milk and fruit. Maybe I can make an exception for him. But he said, okay, but you have to hide. So he did that, and the kirtan started. And this story is told briefly in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and a few more details are added in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he hid, and the kirtan started, but Lord Chaitanya, he could detect that some unauthorized person was present at the kirtan. So he confronted Srivas Thakur about this, said, some unauthorized person is here. And Srivas Pandit said to him, he's actually a very nice boy. You know, he eats only milk and fruit. And Lord Chaitanya said, bring him to me. And he began chastising him. You know, I can't be approached. You know, Lord Krishna cannot be approached by any austerity. You know, you think that just by eating only milk and fruit, that's a qualification to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No. So the only qualification is performing devotional service. So whatever you may be doing in terms of austerity and knowledge and so on and so forth, that is not the actual qualification to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only qualification is devotional service. Bhaktiya mama vijananti. And Lord Chaitanya gave the example of that. Gajendra, he was an elephant, but because, so he didn't have any material qualification, but simply because he was performing devotional service by offering these prayers and great feeling, he's qualified to get the association of the Personality of Godhead. And as we'll see in the coming verses, Lord Chaitanya, he cuts off the head of the crocodile using his chakra, and he gives Gajendra Sarupya Mukti, the liberation of having a form like the Personality of Godhead in his Narayan form, his Narayan forearm form. So his spiritual body was manifested, and it said that Lord Narayan took him on Garuda back to Vaikuntha right there. So that's the result of performing pure devotional service, going back home, back to Godhead. So we all have that opportunity. I'll finish by reading the last verse of this chapter, which has no purport. So tomorrow, whoever gives class can be starting with the next chapter. Tam vikshapiditam aja sahasavatirya sagrahamasu sarasakriya uchahara grahad vyapita mukad arina gajendra tam pashyatam harir amum uchad uchtriyanam. Translation. Thereafter, seeing Gajendra in such an agreed position, the unborn Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, immediately got down from the back of Garuda by his causeless mercy and pulled the king of the elephants along with the crocodile out of the water. Then, in the presence of all the demigods who were looking on, the Lord severed the crocodile's mouth from its body with his disc. In this way, he saved Gajendra, the king of the elephants. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any brief question or comment? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.